wants to be a Mervyn Purvis. Have flashy flunkies everywhere.
Purvis.
Who wants the father of a country estate?
A country estate is something I'd hate.
Hello, folks. How are you? This is the quickest quiz on radio. You get 10 points for every question you get right, 10 points deducted if you get them wrong. Are we right to go?
Yes, Mr. Dees.
Where is...
Well, let's meet Mervyn and Simon.
Oh, beg your pardon. Simon, are you there?
Yeah.
Thank you. Why are you offended?
Oh, no, I'm just a bit thirsty, sorry.
Hello, Mr. Dees.
Hello there, Mervyn.
I wish we heard more of Simon on air during the week.
Where is Rotten... Where is Rotten Row?
In England.
It's in England. They ride horses around there.
Where is it,
around
please?
Pall Mall.
It is, in fact...
Hyde Park.
Sussex.
Who said Hyde Park?
Philip.
Hyde Park it is.
Oh, well done.
Where in the body are the Betts bells? The Betts
bells. Do men and women have them?
Yes.
The Betts bells. Your biceps.
No, lose
no,
10.
That's that dangly bit in the throat, isn't
you're
it?
You're thinking of a tracheotomy. Oh. Ian, come on.
I wouldn't dare go for that one, Mr. Dees.
It's the brain.
The brain is right.
You're kidding.
How does the baby kangaroo first get into the mother's pouch?
We'll fight for this answer. It follows a saliva trail.
How did you get that?
Up the fur.
Part in the fur.
How did you know that?
I know some kangaroos.
That's how Simon was born.
The mother licks a wet strip in her fur and the baby crawls up into it. Well, where does it come from?
And you know, the baby Joey...
From mummy and daddy.
Oh, gee, it's kangaroos hard to get a word in here. Do you know, the Joey's only the size of a worm when it's born?
Well, where does it come from to get into the...
Well, from the kangaroo's womb.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
There's it's no womb in there, and it has to go into the pooch.
A womb with a view.
If I was a misocapnic, what would I loathe?
Protestants.
No, that's a Methodist, you fool.
A mis...
If you have myxomatosis, what's the question?
I am a misocapnic. What am I?
Oh, an idiot.
Misanthropic?
No. Lose 10, the lot of you.
You hate cats.
Are you a troglodyte?
It's tobacco smoke.
Yes, I loathe tobacco smoke.
Well, I'm a Mesopotamic whatever it is.
All right. Lemon Bank, Indefatigable, Viking...
Indefatigable,
Viking and Frigg are all what?
Swear words.
Funny. Nouns.
They're a type
be serious and
of
tell me.
Fig. They're a frig figs.
No, they're not.
They're offshore gas wells in the North Sea.
Well, I never.
Well, they're now.
I never would have guessed that.
Now, let's move on. Who is Ivanhoe's wife?
Jill.
Come on, who is Ivanhoe?
I don't know, Ivanhoe.
Come she on. Was.
Mrs. Ivanhoe.
Nancy Kane.
You idiot.
What?
Rowena.
That's right, Rowena Ivan.
She's Rowena to Wallace. Line. Badly.
Slapped. She listened.
Slap of the old writ.
She got a lovely gift from Copperart.
Who composed?
She appeared on Ernie's show not long ago.
What doing?
He used to have a segment where people would send in a CD and he'd play it.
Could we get on with the quiz, Mr. D?
All right. She lived around the corner for me. Many a night I gave her a lift home.
That's why she left.
That's why she left, because of the overtures.
Yeah, she knew.
It was the first sexual harassment case. Who was responsible for the turn of the screw?
Rowena.
The screwdriver.
Oh, no. Well, the Taming of the Shrew was Shakespeare.
The turn of the screw.
I don't know, wasn't there a character in... Prisoner.
No, yeah. There was Vinegar.
Oh. Benjamin Britten, Bruce.
Benjamin Britten is correct.
Benjamin Britten, Bruce.
Said Shane Warne.
If the fastest man was a wind, what would he be classed as? What type of wind?
A hurricane.
No.
Force 9 on the Richter scale.
No.
He plays in a symphony orchestra, a wind instrument.
A strong breeze.
That's what I wanted. He'd be as fast as a strong breeze. What's the...
I'm terribly embarrassed. I forgot to keep score, but no doubt Mervyn won, and yes. Phil would have lost the most.